The government has spent $2.5 billion in just a few years to boost car battery technology. But batteries aren't the only way to propel an electric car. Another way is hydrogen. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, proponents are making a last-ditch effort to convince the Obama administration that fuel cell cars are ready for rush hour.
Honda's fuel cell electric car, the FCX Clarity, can go about 240 miles on a tank of hydrogen fuel, about 60 miles to the gallon if you want to compare it to gasoline. The only emission from the car is water so pure you could drink it. The company has been building a limited number of these cars since 2005. That's why Honda was so surprised when Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu claimed it would take four technological miracles to make fuel cell cars viable in the marketplace.
Simply put, he's wrong on those points. He has bad advice. Automakers are not foolish. We're not going to invest in technology that we see as a dead end.
That's Honda's Steve Ellis. I meet him at one of Southeast Michigan's few hydrogen fueling stations after 4 days of driving and, thankfully, not wrecking one of Honda's fuel cell cars. The car costs $600 a month to lease, but if you add in all the research and development costs, each one of these babies is probably worth tens of millions of dollars. But Ellis says the costs are coming down from the hydrogen fuel, which is made from natural gas, to the cost of the fuel cells. And producing them in volume will really bring the cost down.
10 years ago, if we were looking under this hood, it would be like duct tape and baling wires. So it was all an engineering exercise. This car, we're handing the keys to customers and saying, here's your car, see you in 6 months. Nothing to see here, folks.
But the keys are being given only to a few people in Southern California, where state subsidies helped build a cluster of hydrogen fueling stations. And even if Secretary Chu changes his mind about the miracles, the price tag remains a problem. Oliver Hazima is with PRTM Consultants. He says battery electric cars like the Volt and the Leaf are getting cheaper faster. That's why batteries are getting the nod from the government.
By 2015, even 5 years from now, you will probably get a, Nissan Leaf type vehicle in its size on the battery side, probably for $25,000. That same vehicle in fuel cell configuration will probably be still $45,000 to $50,000.
But fuel cell proponents say that's not a fair competition. The government spent more on battery electrics in just the past 2 years than it did on fuel cells over the past decade. James Warner is with the Fuel Cell and Hydrogen Energy Association. He says cutting U.S. funding sends the wrong message to car companies like Honda, GM, Toyota, Daimler, and Hyundai that are developing fuel cell cars.
By all accounts, they are ready to commercialize these vehicles in 2015. It depends where, what country.
And Warner has a bigger worry than less federal funding. Under a continuing budget resolution, Secretary Chu has no mandate to spend anything at all on fuel cell technology.
The secretary, if he so chose, could end these programs today.
But a statement from Secretary Chu suggests he's likely to stick with President Obama's proposed budget, which cuts research and development by about half, but eliminates funding for the commercialization of fuel cell cars. That means it could take even longer for people who don't live in Southern California to get a hydrogen fuel cell car to drive. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.